The Vassalus spreads out, finds its mochim in the moyach, in the cup. The entire tapas, the entire motive of Vassalus is basically just not to move. Moving, advancing, producing. Going weiter, those are things that Atlas is allergic to. He wants to be able just to sit and rest, nothing. Already the seichel is the ikker koyach that's mighty pairs. That's the ikker koyach in the mensch that propels him, advances him, keeps him steigen weiter, going. So it's push it. The ikker. For Bnei Aliyah, but they worked on a little bit of Atzlis in the goof. So the Iker, Kreich of Atzlis, was going to have to try to shtel zich avek, is it in the Moyach? To neutralize the Moyach, that Kreich, the Taka, creates progress. If Atzlis manages tells the Ravek that the Moyach is in the Mahalach from Dimyan, that whole mode. It's Mekayim exactly what it wants. As we saw last week. Mitoich HaDvorim, it's Mavur, it's a new tzir in the whole Midah Vassalus. Ba'ifin Kloli, Atzlis works, Ba'ifin of Sheol Tasek. It's a ganze Cheftzich and Iyas here. Person's not getting up, he's not coming, he's pushing off. But I mean, the Atzlis can't get its way all the time. I mean, we live in an Olam of Asiya. There are very, very few people who mamish sin the team in the whole Zman. The mamish stay in bed, the whole three's darn. I mean, eventually a person gets up and he starts moving. Kosher came to Bnei Aliyah, cloud people who are active people in life. You're going to show up to work. You're going to show up to davening. You're going to show up to shir. So Atzlis has to find a way. We saw this last week. Atzlis has to find a way that a person can be engaged in something chiyuvi, but he could still be going on. He could still be. Yeah, he's coming to a shir. He's coming to a chavish. He's coming. He's doing what he's doing. But he's still going nowhere. This is really a new bitui, a new oifin of Atzlis. That's Atzlis namoyach. A person could come. Mashir could come to a Musa Seder, could finally work himself. Besides, like we said last week, besides a statement of allegiance, you know, to Musa and to davening and to learning, besides that, he cannot do nothing. So he's there. He's experienced. He's in the base of Medrash. But it's an experience of Atzlus. It's like an Atzlus Mechiva. Atzlus gets command everything it wants out of there. But it's Mechiv. It's not that you're not doing anything. You're doing it, you're experiencing it in an Atzlis Degoyfen. And Atzlis is exactly what it wants, because at the end of the day, you remain grounded. You don't mean you're not going anywhere. In that light, and that this Duchelik, I want to discuss another sugya, which is the sugya of Atzlis in the world of Dibur. Atzlis, we'll move on from the Moyach to Dibur. I want to use this Damnus, but if we're holding in the sugya, talking about one of the most amazing sugyas there is in Hanhagas HaAdam, human behavior. That's the sugya of Dvorim B'Teilim. It's the musik of Dvorim B'Teilim. And this is how Atzlis shtel tzich avek in the Dibur from the Medrash. There's an unbelievable phenomenon there is. among all layers of mankind, humanity, every society, males, females, some more, some less. It's called called schmoozing. Dvarim b'tehillah. Chatting, shooting the breeze, whichever you want to say it. There's a lot of different ways to say it. But it's a basic hanhaga that's tefis such a large makam in hanhagas b'nei adam. It's tefis such a large makam in the economy, how much money is made off of Dvarim b'tehillah ve'ha'id kol abizrayel. We'll talk about it a little bit tonight. Abizrayel of Dvarim b'tehillah. There are 2 hours I want to talk about in the sugya from Dvarim b'tehillah. Sugya from Zerai. Two tmiyas. Tmiyas and Neiros, which I want to try to understand. And this is Taka Dafka, the Malkum, to understand. And the first thing is Das Alein. It's Taka Pele. It's Mamish, one of the Seyidahs of Briya. People could get together. Males, females. Sometimes a lot more females. And get together and talk about Mamish Kipshuta, absolutely nothing. Something that is the most inconsequential diburim. 10 minutes, 12 minutes. Okay, you want to take a break, you want to take an outlet, you want to take a shoot a breeze, you want to air out your mind. I understand. Hours upon hours. Yeshiva Bachar. Remember the Dibur days? During Seder, Yung Light, after Maariv. Ladies, I'm even Venura. It's a tear for hours upon hours. It's my ridiculous. I'm mamish. Not one bit, but mamish. Not one bit of the conversation. It's shum nafkamin in the person's life. It's like a din. It's a din that has to be. We spoke about for 5 hours. Something that has absolutely zero nafkamin in my life. The question is, what possesses people to do this? What? I'm talking myself. What's going on? It has to be, as I use up the gun, that there's something positive in Dvarim b'tehillah. There's some sort of meshicha chiyuvis. The lashon l'gayin is it's mosuk. There's some sort of mesikus in chatting, in schmoozing about dov v'hav v'dance and yens. Amazing. The conversation is so scattered, so connected from this to that, the jump to everything under the sun, the politics to everything. And people could, very long time, you get caught. The Shaila is Achashem Shtayim. What is it about Dvarim b'tehillah? What's positive about Dvarim b'tehillah that makes such a gavaldik yitzhara? What is it in Dvarim b'tehillah that pulls a person to this? And also, like, the uncontrollable. It's the amount. Before Yom Tov, here in Eretz Yisrael, I haven't been, go back to America. The amount of magazines there are, Pesach, Sukkot, magazines, kosher magazines. A person, I can't send my 5-year-old to get them out of the magazine. It weighs like 20 pounds. I'm just talking about, again, Yated, what are they writing over there? I can tell you that at least 75% is Dvarim b'tehillah. At least 75% is Dvarim b'tehillah v'kayoytze boy. Dvarim that are not going to have a nafkamina, a key who's then anybody who reads that. They pay only money off this. It's Dvarim b'tehillah v'kol ha'koshab. What is it that pulls people to talk about it, to run, to read about it, to... It's a mamish from the soil, it's a bria. That's the first thing I want to understand. There's a Shem, Baruch Hashem, we'll find this chazal, it's a going the furish of the siachistas. It's a going Shem, it's not stam up. The second question is, to understand the tremendous chumra the chazal on the siachistas of the Dvarim b'tehillah. We mentioned in the Vadim, the early Vadim, from the Ikon, that Chazal Mesiach is a tremendous chumer to Bittul Torah. It's a tremendous, tremendous harsh Einshim, that is said for someone's about the Torah, the Iker Bittul Torah is Dvar Batel. For Shigamar Numa, the Iker Isser. The Bartam Bon Beloy Bedvar Batel. Rashi talks about Dirai, the Litzonis. You see, Dvar Batel is fruit in Chazal's Yeshvi Kronis. Let's. It's not let's. Dirai, some jokes, some not jokes, not talking about things. wasting words, that's the little Torah, and that comes as such a big einish. You didn't do anything harmful. Svetin, this is a tremendous scary line, famous line of Goyin in the Geras Igros Agro. Goyin in the Geras Agro, in the middle, he goes on a rampage about Dibur. A person has to be extremely zar in how he talks. The Goyin in the middle throws in the following famous part of the Goyin. Kol Kafa Kel. So the Goyin is a musik in Yenevelt. Kafakel. He's sling. It's a slingshot that the person is flung. In the Olam Emes, he's flung. Back and forth. Kol kafakel, kol behevel piv, or ba'avoin, shel dvorim b'teilim. The kafakel comes on one, dvorim b'teilim. Va'al kol dibur hevel, tzorech liskaleya misoif olam v'atzoif. And the Goyin's quite clear. He's talking about Dafka Dvarim Telem. He says, we're not talking about Dvarim Asurim. This is Dvarim Asurim. Just not wasted words. Shmuzerai. But Dvarim Asurim, giving Lashon Hara, Ushkarim, Mechanukvois, Letzaris, Shuvus, and Adar, Machloik, is a Klaus, a Kali. That, you have to go, Lashon Mata, Harbe Moy. That's you go deep into Gehenna. That's the. But Dvarim Betelem, that's the Kafa Kela. Such a stringent, such a chomerdik zach for dvarim b'teilim. What's dafka? The midah connected midah of the kafa keller for dvarim b'teilim. What's the tshat? This is the second to me. I want to know what is this such a harsh einish in dvarim b'teilim. So there's a shem I want to learn with the island together. We're going. We should learn it up. So very says the going. Side by side, it's kedai. Very says the going. And yenenu, I think it's mamish hemshich of the sugya manasmas. The going mishlei perak aleph pasachav beis and chav gimel. He's medayik from Shlomo HaMelech. Shlomo HaMelech talks to Anoshim, to people. And he speaks out the three types of reasons. Lashon Lagoyin, Shebnei Odom, the Gimel reasons. Shebnei Odom, Mesrachim Atzma Min HaTorah. There are three reasons which cause a person to distance himself from Torah. The Pasuk says like this, Anusai Psoyim Tehavu Pesim. Beleitzim Lotsoyin Chomdu. Uksilim Yisnu Das. Zok the Goyin, there are three different types of people who Shlomo HaMelech talks about. There's Psoyim, there's Litzonim, and there's Ksilim. Chazaz Zechibur and Mishlei Alat. Psoyim, Aletz, and Ksilim. Zok the Goyin, there are three different types of people who go away from Torah for three different reasons. Laman Shlomo is saying, I'm going to read the first part, we're going to be focused bigger on the middle. That's Letz. Shlema says the Goyin says like this: Psoyim is somebody loshen pitui. The reason is anoshim shmispatim acher yitzur leilech acher tayves oil mazeh. The sefer shel etzim tayv. This is a classic case. People run after a lot of good geshmack of things in the world. It's food, money, power. Tayves noshim. How many ala good tzachim schlep a person away? And they wink to a person, they talk to a person a lot more than Torah, unfortunately, many times. That's Psoyim. Vasheni, Machmas Shechafeitzin Lidaber Dvorim B'Teilim. People patted sich the Zeit. He says, Lehedya, Avam Pishayim B'Zeh Noas Oilam Hazeh. There's no Chiyuvi Dika pull, sensational pull, instant gratification that's pulling the person to Dvorim B'Teilim. What is there? Stam Geret, geplapot. What is there? Mekomokum who mosik eslam. It's sweet. And there are many people, this is the whole thing. But at the end of the day, the reason why they didn't learn is Pashat, because they wasted their time. Pashat, they wasted their time. They waste time here, and they waste time there, and they waste time here, and there, and there, and there. You waste time half an hour on the beginning of Seder, half an hour there, and half an hour there, and until you're not going places. Learning. It's an accumulation. If you miss there half an hour, there and half an hour, it doesn't go. It's not going clearly. It's clearly shame if not. It's the second set of group of people who they distance from Torah just because of Dvarim B'Teilim. It gets them. They get caught in Dvarim B'Teilim. Vashlishi, that's the Ksil's Machmash She Tamudim Koshali. It's not because they have typhus. It's not because they're caught in Dvarim B'Teilim. It's just because it's too schwer. It goes schwer. They're used to things going gleich, easy. Not gleich, but listen, it goes. It's learning goes schwer for them. V'roitzin shibo me'atzma yatero lem b'li terech. K'shirein shen atero bo li yodam oiz v'nein tzo. Later on, he's loshin demiyayish, demiyayish. That's the Ksil. Zok the guy in the next pasuk, Shlomo HaMelech is misyachis to each one of the things. And he says an eitzah what each one has to work on. The Pesi has to work on Terchocha, Teshuva L'Techachti. Not our Indian again. He has to work on Terchocha. But the Letz, the Yeshve Koronis, the Yeshve Koronis, the person, he, there's an eitzah for him that's called Hine Abiyah Lechem Ruchi. This is the guy I want to read. It's a very famous guy, part of it, Ben Lezicher chanced upon. It's a very, very famous guy. Goyin says about biggest say this here. Zokta Goyin, what does it mean? Abielahem Ruchi, Zokta Goyin like this. Neged Abali Lotzen V'yoshi Koronis. This is talking about Bali Lotzen V'yoshi Koronis. She'ein lehem taifas oylem hazen. Lav dafka, they're not running after these other taifas. They don't have b'chal, but that's not their ikka problem. Their ikka problem is not the taifas that are pulling them. El ha-lotzen chamalem. Dafka, wasting time. Shmuzerai. Instead of shmuzerai, reading newspapers, reading novels, reading shmuzerai. This is what's pulling the person. This is what's pulling the person away from Torah. Kirucham lo nocha v'lo shokta ad shidabur divya lotzen. Umizelim nachas ruach. It's a very sharp lotion. These people can't hold themselves back. The ruach pushes them until they go when they go talk. From betel. Batam. Batam. Now he's going to be nochis. The guy is coming to explain what's up shot. Why do people go after it from betel? First, I want to learn out Pasha what he's saying, and then we try to explain it. The time if neishav a kol davar shadam oisin neisn leruach mivra. So the guy, this is the side. Hanogas Hakadosh Baruch Hu. The guy says that everything that a person wants to do, Hakadosh Baruch Hu gives what's called a ruach mimaroi. V'hu amesayei oisin lasis dvarim oikev. What does that mean? There's a yichelik in the person. There's a soid haruach. A person has something to do, a project, an undertaking, anything that the person wants to do. The Goyin says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives, that's part of it, it's in the Briyas HaAdam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu continues to be Mashpia Ruach, it's a Musik of Ruach. Had a Taitcha Ruach, had a tap on Ruach, the closest thing, say, by person. See, person all has something called ambition, enthusiasm, a drive. Some people, sometimes you have an ambition, a drive. It's a Ruach, it's a certain spirit, a certain current that a person has. They're going, that's what helps you carry out things in life. Who must say that? That's okay. That's what pushes you. Not only does it help you, it doesn't rest. When you carry it out, it reproduces itself. When you fulfill the ruach, and you fulfill that ruach that wanted to push you a certain way, it's nimshach and it multiplies, it remultiplies, it wants to continue in the same vig. The guy in the bottom he brings down the place. This is what we find in Chazal Lashon of Nachas Ruach and Koyach Ruach. Nachas Ruach and Koyach Ruach is a different zach than Sipuk of a Taiva. Sipuk of Taiva is Beer Taiva. There's Nachas Ruach, Koyach Ruach, the Lashon Chazal. Nachas Ruach and Koyach Ruach is when you misapik this Ruach, when you misapik this ambition and this enthusiasm you have, you get Koyach Ruach and get Nachas Ruach. But what happens is when you get it, it goes weiter. Now this is Heim Bedvar Mitzvah, Heim Bedvar Tver. Vizel is a very famous part of the Goyim. This is the Goyim's Taich, and Avera Gereres, Avera Mitzvah Gereres Mitzvah. Zok the Goyim, that's the Pshan, the mission that says Avera Gereres, Avera Mitzvah Gereres Mitzvah. Because every mitzvah you had a ruach that you use for the mitzvah. And every Avera you had a ruach that you use for the Avera. And when you fear it always, it pulls you more, it pulls you weiter. It goes weiter to continue on. It reproduces a ruach that's mamshich you and moshich you in the same way. Now, that's the Yisoyed Aleph. There's a musik of ruach. Is a musik of ruach that we always have. Everything a person has, a goyel says it, anything a person has, a person does. Ruach pushes him. And that ruach multiplies. This is Yisoyed Aleph. Tzvei is Yisoyed. Like that's who the goyel. The cold fire of Eirushi gdoyla. Gama ruach abomi mena yigdoyla. Zok the goyel. The measure of ruach, the mos ruach you have, is totally how great the inyan is in the oilam aruchim. The more that it's a bigger mitzvah, or it's a bigger avera, the amount of ruach, the amount of sipak, the amount of kairos ruach you get from that issue is kafi how great it is. ומסאב יויסל אבירו למצווה הזאת. וכן בדבר מצווה גדולה, בו רוח ממורם קודש, ומסאב מויד למצווה, ונהנה מויד מח מזה המצווס. That's the tzveti yisoid. Memela, yes, the tzveti yisoid, here comes the vart. וידוע, שמצווה גדולה מכל המצווה זולים יותר, spoke about it, בריך הזה. Everyone knows that in the binyan aruchni of the person and of the world, there's nothing as productive, there's nothing as great as the mitzvah of Lima Torah. So in Mele, that creates the greatest nachas ruach and the greatest mashiach of the ruach. Here's the chiddush of the Gaon. Lehepich, dvarim b'teilim v'litzonos. The Gaon doesn't say divrei sheker and lashon hara is the zelu mazeh of divrei Torah. In the dibur, the greatest thing a person can do with his dibur is to learn Torah. The zelu mazeh and the tzad hara on the tzad tuma is dvarim b'teilim v'litzonos zelu hibachat Torah. Ulechein. That's why this is such a big oinish, because it's the zelum hazeh, it's the opposite. G'shem sheshchar Torah keneged kulam, dvorim b'teilim is keneged kulam. U'lechein, now he odds in a line, so don't want to chitch up. U'lechein yesh hanom yidvorim b'teilim v'litzon esheizim kol averis. The coin is clearly when Messiah is our problem. Where does that no come from? Zok to going, this is where the mysterious hano and the mysterious hashicha, the mashicha that comes, is because it's the zelum hazeh, it's the hepech of Torah. There's no gratification here. Here's another point to go and say. We mentioned that it's uncontrollable, people. It's the parameters, the people, the amount of time, the amount of energy people spend on Dvar Mitalim is out of control. So it's good night. It's Zelu Mazeh. You ever see a Talmud Chacham? You ask him 50 Marmakoimus, 75 Marmakoimus, 100 Marmakoimus. It's a mayan and aveir. Someone who's calling to it, it's a mayan and aveir. The zelum masev dvarim b'teilim also is the same as that malach. Mayan and aveir. It doesn't stop. It's out of control. It's mayan and aveir. That's the way it works. Mayan and aveir. Lezeu oimer haloi ein bezelum masev klal. Rak ano mach mashu hipach teru. Keeps on saying this. That no, it's not because it's oilum hazeh. It's because hipach teru. V'yu aveir gedolav aruach noivea. So the eight says ini abir lechem ruchi. Va'oz yilchem ayde ruach hakodesh. There's a positive ruach, a ruach of siyata d'shmaya that a person gets when he gets into Torah. And if a person shtol zechavek on that ruach, it's going to give him hano gedoyla k'mayin and aveya, or bevadi hano yosek gedoyla from the hano of Dvar Mitalim, and that's going to be matzul you from the Dvar Mitalim. I can't differ. I want to try to understand the Goyim. There's no question the Goyim is saying, when Mamukim, say full kavonas are going. The Goyin is saying that there's some sort of Hanoch Yuvis, that there is Hanoch Yuvis that comes from Dvarim B'Teilim. And he talks about a Ruach, about it. It's a Hecheronion and Ruach. It's a Ruach, you're feeding the Ruach, and the Ruach pulls the person. Now, Derech Pshat, I want to try and translate the Goyin. The Goyin says on Hagosha, he keeps on saying the Hanoch is because it's Hipach Torah. I want to say the Goyin is saying a word over here, a Gwaldig word. What does it mean that you get hanon of something that's hipach ter? What do you gain of doing hipach ter? You didn't do anything. Pshat is, this is a direct feed to the whole meat of atzlus. There's bad diburim and there's diburim that feed 100% and they give exactly what Midas Atzlus is looking for. Let's explain this. We saw last week the ikur koyach of the person is the seichel. Seichel is the odom sheba odom. That's the koyach that invents things, creates things, builds everything in this world that you see. Anything in this world, any project, any building, any moisid, any project came from someone's brain. The brain is this unbelievable koyach. What's moitzi, the brain, the koyach of the moyach and the seichel into this world? Either maiser or dibur. Dibur is the ikur thing, the most consistent thing. Dibur brings direct the seichel into this world. That's the tool, that's the vehicle that brings the seichel, which is the koyach aboina, the koyach of productivity in this world. The mensch is the medaber, that's the way you can build. There are words of binyan. Kenira Torah, the greatest divrei binyan. The greatest Mitzias of being moitzi to this world, dvarim shel toichen, dvarim shel binyan, productivity, things that could build you, could build the world. They build the most, they advance the most, they propel the most. Namaisa is the Dvarim of Harris, of Hurbin. That's the real Lashon Hara, Sheker, Chalifas. There's a different type of Dibur. It's not a direct Dibur of Harris. It doesn't take the positive Koyach of Dibur and use it in a bad way. But what it does is, it robs, it takes the Koyach of the Dibur that he's supposed to use for building, and instead it's Moitzi et Lirik. And there's a tremendous Hanoah from that. What's the Hanoah? The Hanoah is, Gufa, that I avoided using it for Binyan. Explain. Let's open up a little bit the bench. We're speaking about the whole Zman. Now, Atzlos, the meat of Atzlos cannot stand. It cannot stand to be shtup, to be pushed, to be moved anywhere. Atzlos just wants to leave me alone. Take it easy. I want to just stay. Why? Because that's who I am. That's who I am. That's a bench. Don't force me. Don't push me. Don't move me. Let me just be. I don't want to have to be moved or pushed anywhere. There's even something more than movement that Atzlos says. And that's the musik, we mentioned this once, the musik of something called an oil, a shibud, or responsibility. Because it's not a momentary thing, it's not a shaila, am I going to move the next second? If I take a chavrusa for during lunchtime, I'm a chuyiv that chavrusa. That's a nightmare to Atzlos. What's with Zayman? I don't have koyach. What was it? I'm going to be forced into a chavrusa. Now, Shalom Aleichem, the Elam Esther, understand, it's Pashat, anyone knows this world. And one of the ways to touch our world is an Elam of Chiyuvah. And there's nothing to do with Yiddishkeit, it's in Divrei Chol also. You go anywhere in this world, anyone wants to move anywhere in this world, the way you move in this world is by taking on more responsibilities, and more responsibilities, and more Shibudim. The president has more than the vice president more than the manager, everyone, just look anywhere you go in the world, anywhere. You want to move in life? It's all about taking on obligations and obligations and obligations. Anyone wants to do anything. Make money, make fame, make friends, make anything. You got to take on more. That's what the world is about. It's a world of chiyuvim. Abba Nasser, the Midas of Atzlos, hates that. It can't stand it. It's constantly stuck in a world, whether you're a lawyer, a doctor, a husband, a Rebbe, a Chavrusa, whatever you are. It can't stand the constant shibudim and oil of this world. So the meat of Atzlos has an unbelievable tainuk. And that tainuk is called the feeling of ptur. It's an unbelievable tainuk. When it gets a ptur from something, it mamish feels on top of the world. If I have to say a shir, it's an extra shir, and someone calls me up and says, oh, you just got pater from it, you don't have to speak Friday night, all of a sudden, oh, I feel gavaldik. The bell rings Thursday, and when you're in elementary school, the bell rings on Thursday, you feel this elating feeling. What is that feeling, the bell ring, and the lawyer Thursday leaves work, it's like he feels this freedom. It's exactly that feeling of freedom. Atlas is dying to get in the matzah where there's no appointments, no responsibilities, I don't have to answer my secretary, I don't have to answer, garnished, free. Pasha, what are you going to do? Nothing. It's not one. I don't have to answer anybody. I have to think about any chiyuvim, shibudim. The ganze Welt is an olam of shibudim. Every gemara knows here that when you have bocher, your chiyuvim triple. On any given day, you could have to answer to so many different people. So many different people at one time. So many different people, your kids, your wife, your boss, your chavrusa, your shver, your shviger, your motherly father. There's so many different things. A person just wants to go away, get out of here. And a person doesn't need outlets. I'm not talking about that. Doesn't need outlets because of that. But there's a tremendous tainug in the etzem, poshut feeling, p'tur, exempt from anything, not even do anything. Now, how advice? A person would just be able to sit on his couch potato, sit on the couch all day. You can't do it in the world. So the meat of Atlas has a tremendous invention, a tremendous etzamuka, a tremendous plan. Pshat is we can engage in positive engagements. Oh, but the heftza of an engagement is, what am I doing? What am I doing? I'm going to spend 3 hours now, and this is the greatest glick in the world for Atzlos, of speaking about something, which means at the end of the day, absolutely nothing. I could speak 3 hours of words that won't have one consequence in my life. That's exactly what I want. I don't have to look 3 times. I'm going to say this. Maybe it's going to be a promise to somebody. Maybe it'll get me in trouble. Maybe it'll get that. That's exactly what Atzlos wants. It doesn't want to be cornered, pressured into anything. It wants to be in a world that's exempt from obligation. Ever think about a musik, a novel? It's a Pelda Gazach. I used to be very into reading novels. Fiction, novel fiction.
At times it caught me. I would stay up to 4 o'clock in the morning, got into a novel. 4 o'clock in the morning, afterwards, I got up like, what did I just do? Spend 5 hours reading a novel. There's absolutely, sometimes they're barrier in space, sometimes they're not. But there's absolutely zero kesher to the Matthias. And making one, not one. You're not going to gain one thing in life from this. Not one. It's a day to do it. Can't have one positive thing. That's the heart. There's a tremendous moedik geschmack in spending 5 hours in an escape. An escape. The musik of games. Ever think there's so much of a life? The musik of games. Games. Board games. What's board games about? Sports. Efshir. There is some sort of chiyuvi thing in exercising. Maybe there's something else going on there. Of a board game. What's the idea of a board game? People are hired. How much money spend? They spend years trying to invent the next board game that's going to make millions of dollars. What is it? It's a chetimsa. You know, in Chiduchim, they told you to use these games also. It's a chetimsa. What is it? It means absolutely nothing. It's a chetimsa. Just to be able to spend time. That's something that means absolutely nothing. Just so we can be together. That's it. Nothing. Nothing. Nothing more. Has no consequences. It's nothing. It's one big garnish. It's one big asik boifin chiyuvin garnished. Zok to goin. This is the mesikas. Listen to good to goin. The goin zok. There's no one knows oyel mazin. It's hipuch Torah. What is the goin mean? On the tzad hatoiv, you have a koyach hadibur that could do so much. That is so productive. You could produce so much, and you have a ruach. And you have a koyach in you that pushes you to go to be moitzi that to the poil. But the same way you have this other ruach that says, I want to take that and if I care, I want to ground it both and positively. Not just not be a the guy who sleeps in deer the whole day. Most guys are not going to do the whole night. Oh, but go into Seder and talk 2 hours about nothing. Talk about Eitz and Gimel and Rabbi Shmuel Arbach and Rabbi Arleib. That's a good, that's a tzad hatoiv. They talk about the other politics. People hours and hours in the back bench speak about them everywhere, speak about the stupidest things. They make absolutely no nafkamina. Absolutely no nafkamina. And you don't realize it, but there's a tremendous inside, you have a tremendous mashicha to it. Because you're being moitzi, the koyach of dibur, boifin chiyuvi, afadavar from botel. That's exactly the kash is the teretz. We ask, like, what is it? What possesses people to talk about something that's so inconsequential? That's the answer. That's exactly the heart. There's a chilek in the mensch that pulls him, which is the tzad hepech of Torah, that pulls him and takes the koyach dibur, which is supposed to be a koyach binyan, and to use it exactly opposite, to use it ba'ifin chiyuvi, to be one big absolute nothing. Butter. This is the soy that the Goyim of Galut, the soy that makes us understand. So much of us, this is we're talking about this. Someone who a little bit understood, we're talking about this whole time. How much the body can't, it sounds a little funny to what we're saying, but we understand. How much the body hates and despises being bound and being harnessed to movement. You understand the geshmak in this. You understand how it's longing, pashit, for just to spend time about something. You don't realize it, but you do that. Learning more is mechayiv you. You know, if you learn more and you become a better learner, it's mechayiv you. Everything in life is mechayiv you. You're dying to get away from that. This is the soy from the kafakel. You're us with this. This is the exact midah can be the midah of kafakel. What's kafakel? I'm not putting you in the ish of Gehenna. What's kafakel? Kafakel is being flung. You're on journey, but you never hit a destination. You never land. You're going and you're going and you're going and you're going nowhere. You're being flung from place to place to place to place, and you never have a place, you never reach a destination. That's exactly what a person does to Aron Bateo. He's taking this koyach otzum of dibur that you have, that is supposed to be the production, supposed to be what's moitzi the seichel to the poil. You go into seder, you go into thing, you've been goyse, you're going, and you're learning for years and years and years, and you're nowhere. You're nowhere. That's a kafakel. To me, that's a kafakel. A guy who learns 5 years in koyel, and he still schmoozes, you know, an hour during seder here and there. That's kafakel. He's a chefs of a kafakel. He's going nowhere. He's flung. He's going nowhere. That's what Tvar Betelem is. Tvar Betelem is Boifin Chiyuvi, to take that koyach you have to build, and instead be Moitzel Boifin Chiyuvi, the Rick, the bottle. It's Mosik, Midrash Meisteis. It's a Kavis Ruach, it's an Achas Ruach. Your Ruach pushes you to go use it that way, because it's an escape. Oh, but it's so dangerous. It's such a big yitzhar. This is what we want to explain tonight. This is going. Now you're cooking that. So you can go on the table and have shells of soup to the circumstances.